and Julia Show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us. If you missed our in-depth analysis of the Golden Globe nominations, and it was something to hear, you can hear it on the replay or on the podcast. Nobody analyzes awards like Lori and Julia.
Ah, Daddy.
We gave it our all, boy.
Yes, we did.
We were working on that one for hours.
And over the weekend, Kirk Douglas turned 101, Jane Fonda turned 80, and Donny Osmond turned 60.
Wow, wow.
And
a lot of wisdom.
And I have a question just really quick for you guys. Is Kirk Douglas older or younger than the following things? Than the National, than the Rocky Mountain National Forest?
He's younger.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That was done in January 15. Then the Converse All-Star tennis shoe.
He's older.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1917. Then the first coast-to-coast telephone call. Older or younger? Kurt Douglas.
Coast-to-coast telephone
call. I'm going to say he's younger.
Older.
He's younger. 1915. Then Moon Pies is Kurt Douglas.
Why can't we play this game?
I know. This would be a good one. Then Moon Pies, older or younger?
Say that again.
Is Kurt Douglas older or younger than Moon Pies? He's 101 years old.
I'm going to say he's younger.
Older. 1917.
Oh,
is he older or younger than the sinking of the Lusitania?
Oh, he's younger.
Younger.
Right. That was in May 1915. Yeah. And finally, is he older than young or younger than Girl Scout cookies?
Younger.
Older.
Older.
And the very first.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I know you did. I saw it. You were doing. Yeah, oh. Uh-huh. The very two first Girl Scout cookies, Do-Si-Dos and Tagalongs.
Gee,
I just thought that was kind of a funny.
Do they even make Do-Si-Dos anymore? Or is that the
shortbread? I don't even know. But the funniest story right now on the internet is a judge denied a request by the family of Prince to move the singer's archive of unreleased music due to the threat of the California wildfires. And the reason the judge denied it is basically there is no real threat. According to court documents obtained by The Blast, Comerica Bank and Trust, the representative of Prince's estate, contested the proposed move because the facility that houses the treasure trove of music is far enough away from the fires and in no immediate danger. In the letter to the judge, lawyers for the family said, had the Nelsons contacted the personal representative.
So that's lawyers for the bank.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Right. Had the Nelsons contacted personal representative prior to filing their petition or even conducted a basic Google search, they would have learned that the Hollywood facility is not in any risk.
Yeah, the fire would have to pass through UCLA, all of Beverly Hills, and several miles of commercial areas in West Hollywood.
So it's safe.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and WCCO reported this.
Mm-hmm.
The court condemned that they brought this forward. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to drag on forever.
Oh, I know. They can't even. I mean, that's just crazy. But a judge did agree on Friday that there's going to approve a deal for a documentary on Prince's life. And
an eight some figure goes to the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it has to. It said the estate needs money.
Yep. Do it.
Why not?
And there was some study, the most popular things by state or what states are known for. We're known for Prince still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when I saw that it was Donny Osmond, Kirk Douglas, and Jane Fonda.
Old.
And I was just like, I wonder if that just makes people go, wow, I've got wisdom. I've been here for a while. I remember when. I mean, it just seems.
It does.
We met him when he was 45.
Is that when we first met him?
We met him the first year we were on there.
Oh my gosh, remember? And I stole him in the hallway, and we got reprimanded for that.
Oh, big trouble.
And
big
he gave us his hotel key, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I still have that picture.
Yeah.
I should send it out. Oh,
I was really. Oh, thanks, Donny. Oh, I love this song. Is this
Sweetness?
Oh yeah.
To the chorus, so. Oh boy. Young and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 11 years old.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I know it. I would.
Well,
I
my
would,
voices were classic.
I would put my arms around the speaker and put my head against the speaker and sing with Donnie to convince that when he did meet me, he was just going to want to hold my hands and talk to me about really? Things and maybe play with Barbies.
God, so many delusions.
I know, really delusional. But, you know, I was like,
well, why not? He wasn't my thing, I guess.
Oh, I just love Donny Osmond.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. But I mean, when I was young, he wasn't
my well, thing. That's, Julie, I'm 4 years older.
Oh, you said it. Not me. I just
okay. Kesha and Macklemore are touring next summer, but they're not coming
they
here.
They aren't?
I'm so bummed. I was so excited about this. It's going to be called The Adventures of Kesha and Macklemore. And they have that one song together.
Yes, they do.
And both of them have... you know, have Grammy nominations. She got a Grammy for Rainbow, that album, and he got it for his solo album, Gemini. So
that will be a really fun...
that will be... Now, that is a great line to get the two.
Yes.
We love these concerts.
Yes.
Tickets go on sale December 15th. We could make a journey to go and see them. Well, we could go to Vegas, Julia. We could go to Miami.
When are they in Vegas? Because Vegas flights are really cheap right now on Delta.
In June. So okay. They won't be cheap for June because that's too far out.
Okay.
You know? But they would punish you and make you pay more by planning this far out, knowing how this works. But anyway, so it's just, and then $1 from every ticket is being donated to charity. They each have, picked two different charities that want to split the money, but it's 30 cities.
Yeah, it's really, it starts June 6th and it ends August 5th, so it's 2 months.
This is a nice, short tour. Sheryl Crow today, they played it on GMA. She dedicated a new song. 5 years ago, Sandy Hook happened.
Oh.
And we were on the air.
Yeah, we were.
And
can we hear it? Is it good?
It's called The Dreaming Kind, and she wrote it because... It really what made her write it was the Las Vegas shooting because it's like so many more.
How have we not dealt with this yet?
How have we not dealt with this yet? And she debuted the song live on GMA this morning. And all the money will go to benefit Sandy Hook Promise. And then GMA had a really amazing thing of the different parents and how they haven't given up hope for...
Gun control,
and all of that. Meanwhile, you know, the House just passed a thing where you can bring guns state to state. Doesn't matter. You know, do you know about that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I can't have any more anxiety in my life.
Well, I mean, that is really an anxious one.
Netflix net neutrality is this week that they're going to vote on. And basically, I'm going to rename it.
What?
Your internet's going to be screwed up and cost you more.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been called.
They vote to end the bad sanctions
where
everyone
has equal access. Now it's going to be controlled by your cable companies who already have a monopoly. So that's happening this week too. But I don't want to be anxiety ridden, which I just give myself over all these world things. Should we play?
Well, we're going to go.
We've got random thoughts.
Yes.
And maybe, Donnie, we can play Dreaming Kind by Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, I'll find that for you.
Okay.
This is the Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Hey, gang. Welcome back. All right. So here's the deal. This is really good news because someone has cracked the code. A study in, you know, my favorite journal that I get, Child Development.
Yeah.
Because I was so successful the first time around with my kids. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, really, you could. So good at this. Suggests that younger children are more likely to complete repetitive tasks rather than play games if they're dressed up like a character. So the study says dressing your children as Batman helps them complete tasks or saying put on your princess costume or put on this. And if they have their special outfit on, they'll be willing to complete the tasks.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that's why you should always let your kids dress up if they want to be whatever character, let them.
And it helps them resist distractions.
That is a good parental
study. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Resist distractions? Mm-hmm. Then maybe Julia should put on a costume.
Squirrel? I know it. For the
I'm getting you a cake tomorrow and a mask.
Focus.
Oh, my God. I know. I know, Donnie. Very good. Very good. All right. So in case you're wondering, because you're seeing a lot of people out there ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, yep. The Salvation Army gets 40% of its annual donations in the red buckets this time of the year, set up outside grocery stores and stores. And they got a big donation last week on Wednesday. Someone put in a $100 bill, and they found out that there were 10 of them. So they donated, you know, $100 bills. Excuse wow. me. It was $10,000.
Doesn't this guy do it every year, this no. anonymous Santa?
No. Mm. And it says it was the largest in the U.S. The very largest that ever happened in the U.S. was 2 years ago. Where?
In St. Paul.
Yep, $500,000 at a Salvation Army kettle in Minnesota.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000? Was it a check? Must have been.
Must have been.
Yeah, couldn't have been.
Must
yeah.
been.
Not
must
to ask
been.
The overly blonde question.
But I didn't even think of that because it's hard to squeeze money in there, even if you have multiple ones or 20s yeah. or whatever it is.
So it was a check that was good.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't put a bad check in.
Well, they might get people putting in bad checks that intended to, I don't know.
Put in a good check.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to give a million here and a million for you and a million for you.
Thank you.
No kidding. Okay, a Minnesota dude who, Greg Kelly, he's a 66-year-old retired hobby, I want to say a hobby shop owner. Donnie posted this on the Lori and Julia page, but he has done a toothpick replica of U.S. Bank Stadium. It took him, let's see.
I saw this in Variety yesterday in the Star Tribune. Amazing.
$50 mm-hmm. in materials and 400 hours, and it's 6,400 toothpicks.
Yeah.
I don't know how the people have the patience because to glue every stick in place, but it's pretty amazing.
What? Did say he was retired.
Yeah, he's retired. Mm-hmm. He needed something to do.
It's kind of incredible, though. Like
it is. You should go look at it. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. St. Paul native Jack Morris, elected to Baseball Hall of Fame. He will join...
On the first ballot?
Yeah, he will join...
No. He's been up before.
Oh, he has.
He's been up before.
He finally... It's a different committee that selected him this time, right. But he's in.
He's
Black
in.
Jack Morris.
And he said, I never thought... He played for 18 years in the major league. I never thought it would be as emotional as it was for me when I got the call. I'm grateful and honored and humbled. I don't know what else to say other than I've spent time wondering... If this day would ever come, seems to be a race now because it did come and it's amazing.
Oh, that's
and he joins
cool.
two other St. Paul baseball players, Dave Winfield of Central, St. Paul Central, and Paul Molitor. And I don't know if he was, I think he was Cretan. But anyway, isn't that cool?
Yeah, that and he was. He was key in the One World Series, the
game
last
seven.
Two
the
games.
Last two games. That
last, the last, game.
Last game. The last game,
Let
yeah.
Let me just see here. I've got the stats.
And he had the hair, you know, and he was like, kind of like, looked really
10
like...
10-inning epic shutout.
Yeah, it was
against
epic.
The Atlanta Braves mm-hmm. in Game 7 in 1991.
Yeah.
Other things that are happening, if you're thinking of proposing this holiday season and you want to capture it, a lot of times it's hard to, you know, have your camera ready and propose to someone and act natural.
Why does it all have to be captured?
Well, this is the generation of capturing every moment,
that's
Laurie.
That's right. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Someone created, it's called RockShock, RockShock. It costs $60. And what it is it looks like it's a ring, kind of a ringish box, but it's in the shape of a cell phone box. So you open up the cell phone and box, and when you open it up, it has your ring in there, plus it starts videotaping you.
You'll never watch that video, and no one wants to watch it.
Well, and here's my fear.
Yeah, no one wants to watch it, and you'll never watch it again.
And
it'll be an unflattering
angle. But it'll be posted everywhere.
It'll
be up your nose or something.
Yeah, no.
But the person who's proposing doesn't care about any of that.
Why can't some things just be for the memory?
Well, here's the thing, Lori, because it's going to cut out a lot of people because you can only have a 2.6 carat diamond in there or less.
Oh, there you go.
So many people are saying, I can't have that. Yeah. My diamond's way bigger.
Tell me, honestly, how many times did you ever look at the video of your getting married? Couple
you know
of times?
What's really sad? Is
never?
I did.
You did?
Is I remember just this one stupid thing I said about someone, about... Just something so dumb, and it bugged me. about someone wearing their kid wearing tennis shoes to my wedding.
You said it in your video.
It was on the video.
Oh, well.
And it bothered me so bad that it was on there, I think.
Well,
I mean,
you've been a Real Housewife way before there were any Real Housewives.
Really?
You're in the pod.
It's someone in the family.
Oh, dear.
It's someone in my family.
They don't even care. They don't even remember.
I'm
never going to watch the video.
I felt such shame that that's what I thought.
Real Housewives of Edina.
Did somebody, some kid wear...
Yeah.
And you thought they should have gone out and spent $100 on dress shoes for an 8-year-old?
Basically.
$100?
Basically, no. $20 at Tomacan or something.
Oh, there you go.
Tomacan. Is that still around?
No. What's the really cheap
Floor
one?
Payless.
No, Payless. Thank you, Donnie. Yeah. There. Okay, so if you are thinking of being an entrepreneur, I want to introduce you to Ryan, and Ryan is a YouTube sensation. He's 6 years old now, but he makes $16 million a year.
How much?
$16 million a year. Lori, this is what we should do.
This is true.
We need to review makeup. $16,000 a year.
$16
million. Thank you. God.
What does he do?
We're getting
he reviews toys.
Okay, he reviews toys.
He's a kid who reviews toys.
I'm getting the cape tomorrow.
Yeah, you're getting a Barbie cape tomorrow.
And it all started when he was 3. And he reviewed eggs, and he does it every day. He's a YouTube star.
Jeez.
And Forbes,
that's one way to get your kid to pay for his own college tuition.
And that's what the parents said, is that they're saving the money for...
college.
Right. Well, he's paid for college.
How old is he now? Like 8?
He's 6.
Oh, my gosh. He must have a lot of people looking at his toy reviews.
I know. All the YouTube people are kind of worried about their... life after the I'm blocking the internet thing goes through net neutrality.
Yeah.
Because it would screw up so many of their lives, but maybe someone doesn't
want... We're going to have to take to the streets, Americans. I mean, if they pass this, this will be terrible.
Torches
really.
And pitchforks ready.
Donnie, I'm telling you. Baby, you don't believe in me. It's hard to know what you see in me. Don't be quick to say no. My chest is your pillow. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us at MyTalk 107.1. You're downloading us, streaming us, podcasting us, listening to us live.
Listening to us
live.
On Memorex. Who knows how you're listening to us?
I had the loveliest time with Bonnie at Walgreens yesterday. There was really a lot of good beauty things on sale for these Christmas sets.
How can we get out of
things?
They sell our favorite lip stuff now. My friend had never used
the Mother Pucker.
Yeah, or any lip enhancing stuff, and she said it's just like a party on your lips.
Yeah. The sexy mother pucker is a line that they
carry
there, and they had all. I mean,
it's fantastic.
They had a lot of good deals. I just could have spent all day chatting with Bonnie. I get such a warm, fuzzy feeling because my grandma used to work in the cosmetic counter at Walgreens,
and you were a waitress at the Grill.
Well, not at the same time.
No, really,
I was
Lori,
a little girl
really?
When she was, you know, I just would go sometimes to work in third and fourth grade with her to either Walgreens cosmetic counter or the lingerie foundation wear store she worked at. And she'd let me write up the bra and girdle slips.
See, that's fun.
Yeah, no wonder.
That's so fun.
Down the road, I meet you and we do the nipple enhancers.
Yes, there
it
you
was
go.
Meant to be. Okay, so here is a little... blind item. Julia.
Okay.
When's Molly's game opening?
December 22nd.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Jessica Chastain was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actress. But anyway, I guess she was on the Graham Norton show this weekend. And she dropped an interesting little tidbit about an actor who emailed her in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein stories.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And she's been vocal for a long time about many things. The pay thing. I mean, she is not afraid to speak her mind. She's 40 years old. And she said, you know, it just came up, you know. And she said, well, I was tweeting a lot at the time when the Harvey story first broke. And actually got an email from a well-known actor that said, calm down.
Ooh.
She said, I found that heartbreaking and can only think he didn't understand the movement that was happening. And
Jeremy Renner.
Well, that's who we have to guess.
And, right, that's the one that I guess.
She made her displeasure known about Harvey Weinstein in several tweets. And she also tweeted out an article because he's like, well, what were the things that you did? And so she said, well, I was, she said I was probably 5 or 6 tweets were the things that she'd heard or whatever. Because that, there were years of people saying that they knew pieces or parts of that. And she also tweeted out an article, now this is like a month ago, highlighting similar accusations lodged against X-Men producer Bryan Singer, who just got fired for Bohemian Rhapsody, writing, linking it to a story and writing, Let Us Not Forget.
Okay.
And that's when she gets this email from this well-known actor saying, calm down.
First of all, if anybody tells you that, it's just like such a slap in the face.
And particularly a man, because here's the facts of the blind item. The dude was a dude. Yep. He's an actor. She says he's well known. So I feel like Jessica Chastain, it has to be someone she worked with. She doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would give her email to anyone.
No, she doesn't. She's very private.
Yeah, it would have to be a co-star or someone she came close to working with. And this dude, obviously, he's somebody who likes to mansplain to the ladies about how they need to calm down about the prevalence of, you know, sexual abuse, harassment, and rape in our society. And we don't want to be told to calm down. So who is the dude?
That's why I said what I said.
Who is the dude?
Jeremy Renner. That was my guess just before. I'm just trying to think of.
I think it's Matt Damon.
No.
I don't. Mansplained before.
No, but he would never.
No.
Okay. Go out and he's got 4 girls, Laurie.
He knew about Harvey for a long time.
But a lot of people knew about Harvey for a long time.
My first thought was Alec Baldwin, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
He was on Megyn Kelly last week, and he got into a bit of trouble because he was saying all of these charges, some of them may not be substantiated, and basically, for want of a better term, witch hunt, and people are being, charged without evidence.
If allegations are fake, if it follows the same statistics of people who report rape that really weren't raped, it's like 3%. Okay. It's so low because no one.
Alec Baldwin would never send her that.
Well, did they ever work together? I can see him saying that. I just could see him saying that, but only if
only
they
based
knew
on what he said on Megyn Kelly.
But it's somebody that I feel like because it has to be someone that she worked with,
right? And I'm Matthew McConaughey. She worked with on Interstellar, that horrible movie.
And I don't think it would be Idris Elba.
No.
And Oscar Isaac.
Well, let's just see who's in Molly's game for the guys.
I'm Tom
just
Hiddleston.
It. Idris Elba, Kevin Costner. Oh, I love him.
No.
Michael Cera, Jeremy Strong, Chris O'Dowd. Who would ever do that?
I don't know.
Justin Kirk. I don't know. I have a hard time with anybody.
Well,
anybody ever says that to you, especially as a man, I just want to scream.
Donnie might be on to something with Alec Baldwin because Jessica Chastain was in the movie Seduced and Abandoned, which was a documentary film directed by James Toback.
The guy who was also
the director who has all kinds of allegations against him. And Alec Baldwin talked about that, what a dilemma that is for him because he's good friends with him.
Well, here's the article yesterday. Alec Baldwin thinks the post-Harvey Weinstein movement might be in jeopardy of derailing.
It's not Alec. It is not. It may be just getting started. Because
does anyone have any guesses? Did anyone call us, Donnie, with any guesses?
No, but I think Donnie's guess, because they were in that movie. He is a mansplainer. He does get into trouble. He only had a talk show for 5 weeks because he kept tripping over his mouth. And James Toback, he admitted in that interview with Megyn Kelly that he was friends with him and they were all in this movie together.
I don't know.
I could see him saying, calm down.
I really can't. And here's what. He gets in too much trouble.
But
how stupid!
But he's never minded getting in trouble. It doesn't mean that he's doesn't ever have valid opinions or sometimes telling a paparazzi to bleep off when he's bugging the family. But he is a hothead, and he speaks.
Yeah, well, here's Megyn Kelly. He was talking about Stephen Colbert and John Oliver, and he said those two are beginning to resemble grand juries. And he said, "You want to see, you know, if somebody's guilty of something, fine." But then he says, but I don't want to see other people, like, pulled into that pause. There's a lot of accusations, no proof yet. I don't want to see people get hurt.
He's the one who told Jessica Chastain to calm down.
My guess.
I would guess.
I think he was upset about Al Franken. Well, the Garrison Keillor.
That may be, but I could see. Remember, she said this happened right when it first started happening. She got this email right when it all just started. And he... I don't know. Okay. I just.
All right. So that's. I just disagree with both of you.
Matt Damon and.
I don't say Matt Damon.
No. All right. Well.
Nope. I said Jeremy Renner. I stuck with my one and only Jeremy Renner, and they were in Zero Dark 30 together. Yeah. Well, here's something that just hit the news: is Alec Baldwin is hinting at taking Broadway Trump impersonation Donald Trump to Broadway. Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live would produce the one man show.
Oh my gosh! Is that going to be good? I don't know. I saw Megyn Kelly. I watched her. You know, I'm watching her every morning.
I know you are.
And this morning she had, it was very compelling, I have to say.
Really?
She had three of the women, the Trump accusers from different eras on. And it was so funny, you know, because right during the middle of her broadcast, we've just got a notice from the White House. And, you know, she played his tape from when he was on Howard Stern about how he always used to go backstage at the Miss America or Miss USA, whatever he owned. And one of the women said, you know, how he came backstage. Yeah. And anyway, it was, she was doing really a pretty good job with the whole interview. And then she did the low blow and she blamed Hillary for Trump.
For losing?
For losing.
What's that got to do with anything?
And I know, because it's like enough is enough. We know the difference between right or wrong. It has nothing to do with politics. You know, there will be, you know, you can't grab people.
Right.
So anyway, so she was doing, like, it was like a pretty decent interview. The women were really credible. There's this new movie out called 16 Women and Trump, a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But they're calling for a congressional investigation. And so Megan was doing really well. And then I don't know why, because to me, regardless of who it is, we're just like, women have said, and we've had it.
Yeah, no.
Enough is enough. And do not tell us to calm down.
Oh,
I know this happened to me over the weekend. I heard from another guy who kind of thought that the ladies were, you know, overreacting. And I said to him, you know what? I remember every single time I was molested and assaulted. I remember the age. I remember what I was wearing, where I was, what I was doing. So don't tell me. And he was shocked that I said that.
Oh, really?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know.
I'm just having a flashback right now thinking of one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we've had it. Everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we'll be right back with Hollywood Speak.
The Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, let's get to it, people. Like, we never do this.
Hollywood Speak, Jane Fonda raising $1.3 million during her 80th birthday. 8 decades of Jane, it was called.
This party sounds so fun.
And the fact that everyone made it pretty much to Atlanta, they must have flown in the day before because they got a lot of they got snow for them. Yep. But yeah, she raised, that means out of 228 guests.
Ted Turner was there, her former husband. I think he's good for
And James Taylor and Carol King.
They sang a couple songs.
They had 8 courses for 8 decades.
She changed her outfit 8 times for each decade.
Okay, here's a Hollywood Speak for you. Selena Gomez says her new album is coming very soon. I've poured my heart into my music.
She has. She had a lot of downtime last year, and she's been making music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she almost died.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's going to be some different types of music she had a near-death experience.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some people.
And she's back with Justin Bieber.
I know. So, this is over at Oh, what magazine is this? Life and Style is claiming that Brad Pitt is pursuing Jennifer Lawrence, who's 30 years older than she is. If she broke up with Darren Aronofsky, who was 22 years older, I don't think Brad's going to happen.
Well, he's much better looking.
With six kids, that's a lot of baggage.
No, that's too much baggage.
That is just a wishful headline.
And the baggage of being married to one of the most beautiful women in the world. Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Of baggage.
That's a lot of baggage.
You are correct.
They're not divorced yet. Do you think there's any chance they'll get back together?
Oh, Julia, that would only be one of the greatest makeup movie star things to ever, ever happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is,
when things settle down, you take a look at what there was and your role in it. And it sounds like he's done all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're still going through
the love,
the therapy and stuff, mm-hmm. and maybe they'll find the love.
Julia, you never know. That would just be an incredible story.
I know.
Story.
I can't even believe that I'm saying that. I hope that happens. What has happened to me in all these years?
I don't know what's happened to you, but I like it. Okay. A Brooklyn brewery issued cease and desist letter over their Beyonce beer.
Well, it's called Beyonce. And I absolutely, it's Beyonce. And I love how the owner came up with this.
There's even an umlaut over it.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
The owner of and brewer of Lineup Brewing, her name is Katrina Martinez, said that she was inspired to make this beer after she missed one of Beyonce's shows. She had a ticket to go see her and she missed the show. So as a Hispanic female-run business, she was inspired by her and she wanted to pay homage to her. And it's Beyonce. I think it's kind of clever.
I know.
Beyonce. I think it's clever.
They thought Beyonce would be, you know,
Understanding,
but no.
Listen, we got a cease and desist from Viagra.
Viagra.
Yeah.
We had them in a search word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We thought if people are looking for Viagra, they might be looking for nipple enhancers. Mm-hmm.
Sparky nipples.
I know.
Well, you know, same category.
Okay. Remember Adrian Curry? She was married to Christopher Brady.
She was on one of your shows, though.
The Surreal Life. Yes. She was on the America's Next Top Model. She was the first winner.
Yeah.
She's married to Peter Brady, Christopher Knight. Okay. They met on that reality show. So she is talking about a blog titled The Truth About Top Model. And she calls herself older and wiser. And she just said that,
because those are true facts.
True facts. She said, we were promised a Revlon contract on my season and a contract with Wilhelmina Modeling.
Right.
But during the show, they did voiceovers on the actual aired show and changed what was being said to us while filming.
Okay, that's horrible. Wow. That's horrible and rotten. And why did it take her so long to come out with it?
Well,
that's horrible.
I know.
I
don't know why she's just doing, I mean, maybe she just feels strong enough with everything else that's going on out there with people just saying, and she said, when I met with Revlon, they informed me, we never planned on using the winner, whoever she might be, for any ads. They did hire me for $15,000 to model makeup in a room with 10 executives in it to honor said contract. And, you know, I was crushed that that's all it was that I just walked in a room with execs wearing the makeup and I got a check for $15,000 because that was like amazing amount of money to me because she was like 22.
Right.
And then she said then she never got paid the
$15,000.
And then Wilhelmina never really happened. And anyway, and she did admit she acted on The Surreal Life, and it was her chance to say bleep off Tyra and all the America's Next Top Model for all the, and that's what Christopher Knight, he just thought, he loved how feisty she was. But of course, too big of an age difference.
She was also 22 and he was 58.
Wrong time of each other's life for that, she said. And then she said, in this business, being cutthroat and numb to others is the only way to get ahead.
You know, here's the thing. I was talking to someone yesterday talking about integrity in the workplace, and there's no, in business world, like it's cutthroat.
Yeah.
Everything's cutthroat right now.
In the modeling. You know?
In the modeling.
She said,
that would really be disappointing.
Yeah.
But it does sound like, you could at lawyer speak that they honored her. You got $15,000. We never said what the money would be, and you got to wear the Revlon makeup.
But then we never even got the $15,000. She didn't even get the money.
They didn't even pay her?
No. Oh. They said you'll get paid it after this, and then she never got paid it.
Do you want to hear something cute?
Yeah.
Suri Cruz introduced Taylor Swift at Z100's New York iHeart.
All right, let's Hollywood speak that. Katie Holmes or Jamie Foxx, who has the bigger pull with Taylor Swift's people to make that gig happen?
The cutest thing I've ever seen.
I know.
And tweeting the darling picture.
Who do you think it is? Do you think Jamie knows her?
Yeah.
Or do you think Taylor knows her? I mean, Katie. It seems like Katie and Taylor, they would even craft together if they knew each other.
Really?
Well, Katie Holmes seems like a crafty
type. She's not a squad girl.
Yeah, okay. So Jamie Foxx knows
Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Or Jamie Foxx knew someone who knew her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know it. I'm tweeting out the picture.
We never see that little Suri.
This she looks just like so her mom. Cute. Oh,
does Katie
exactly.
still have the pixie?
Yeah, she looks so cute.
Julia, NBC News to require...
When I think of that, I still think, how does... a man give up his child. I give you AKA Tom Cruise in Scientology. How do you do that?
Because he is completely brainwashed by Scientology.
But he
believes that Suri is a suppressive person because she's been
so
exposed
wrong.
To her. Julia.
Not to him.
Not to him.
It bothers me bad. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Charlie Sheen suing the National Enquirer over for defamation.
As he should.
Over
okay.
Corey Haim allegation that Mr. Sheen raped him on the set of Lucas.
Okay, so the guy that...
The editor of the National Enquirer?
No, the only person that they have, they only have one person on record.
For Charlie Sheen.
No, he is being taken advantage of.
Even Corey Haim's mom said that this story
this
isn't
happen.
True, that he
right.
told her everything... that happened to him, and she said, he never told me that story, and
no,
I don't believe him.
No, the guy, Dominic Brassica, is himself accused of having molested Corey Hammond. That is the only person that they have
that's the guy.
On record that said this about Charlie Sheen. And the mom even said it was this guy.
Yeah.
So I think he has a case, but you have to prove, you know...
That
you
it
have
didn't
to,
happen. And, I
and they published the story with malice, and he said the people at... National Enquirer were mad because he didn't give them the exclusive when he was diagnosed with HIV and he went on the Today Show with Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
So he says, there's the malice. They were mad about me. And then,
well, why would he give them that story? I mean, they'd been publishing that he'd had HIV and doing all these sordid stories. I mean, what person is going to, even if they were right, going to cooperate with that publication?
True.
You know?
Yeah, I'm glad that he's doing that. Yeah. The National Enquirer is not what it used to be.
Not with
I don't
these
believe
new
them.
Owners.
I don't
and
believe
now
them
we got
anymore.
New owners at
I
people.
Used to believe them.
I know. It's Joya. The gossip landscaping is changing, and we will
continue
to just be adept.
Use our forensic gossip.
That's right. Our detectives.
Yes.
All right. Listen.
Lord.
We'll be back.